Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
This is Derek Wolfe. Beefing up and getting lean is essential to my performance on the field. Any way you slice it, beef packs some serious protein. Check out my favorite recipes at cobeef.com. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Welcome back to The Barn in Depth. Here's Brian Ulmer.
Cottonwood Livestock Association members, Mountain Prairie LLC, and Smithfield Hog Production were recognized recently as gold leaders for their efforts in environmental improvement at the 2018 Environmental Leadership Program Awards Banquet. The Environmental Leadership Award is given to companies that go above and beyond compliance with state and federal regulations and who are committed to continual environmental improvement. Gold leaders are those companies with a fully operational, facility-specific environmental management system, or EMS. They must meet beyond compliance requirements and have no serious violations in 3 years or 5 years for criminal offenses. Mountain Prairie is a modern, state-of-the-art farrow to wean sow farm. Their animals are housed in environmentally controlled barns designed to create the optimum environment for pigs' health and growth. The housing they provide their animals promotes their safety, comfort, and welfare, as well as protect the environment. As the world's leading pork producer, Smithfield's Hog Production Division is firmly committed to taking care of their employees, producing safe, high-quality pork, promoting sound animal care, environmental stewardship, and supporting their communities. Those commitments are an essential part of who they are at Smithfield's Hog Production Division. You can view a full list of environmental leaders at cottonwood.gov/pacific/CDPHE/ELP-company-profiles, or follow the link posted online inside the barn. So speaking of the Colorado Livestock Association, they participate in the 4th Annual 4th Grade Agricultural Fair, known as Food Forever, hosted at Windsor School District and the Windsor FFA on October the 10th. The CLA was asked by Andy Klatt, the physical education teacher from Weld RE4 School District, who organized the fair to help teach the students and community about livestock production through a lesson or hands-on experience. Nearly 500 students from the Windsor Severance RE4 School District rotated through different presentations given by industry groups and agribusinesses, covering everything from setting irrigation tubes, livestock nutrition, composting, honeybees, plant breeding, and grain production. For as long as animals have been used as food by humans, their byproducts have been just as important. Cattle, sheep, and pigs provide numerous byproducts that we use daily. Parts of the animal, other than meat and milk, are used in the manufacturing process for many industrial, household, and health products. Colorado Livestock Association staff member Kelly Mitchell taught the students by asking them to identify whether everyday household items like shampoo, Band-Aids, crayons, and glue are made with byproducts from cattle, sheep, and pigs. The students were surprised to learn about all of the things that we use daily that are made by using byproducts from livestock. Everything but the moo, the baa, and the oink, as they put it. You want more information about the Colorado Livestock Association, visit cottonwoodlivestock.org.
For ag news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.